Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
What's up, everybody? I'm Nate.
We got a new NFL analyst here.
We're going to be talking some football here tonight. I'm excited. We got Super Bowl picks ahead. Some new coaching hires we're going to talk about.
We got a lot. We got a lot for the first pod back. I'm pumped. I'm ready. I'm already itching. My nuts are sweating. You know, I'm ready. I'm fucking ready. I was built for this podcast shit. I missed everybody. So just the little things about the new podcast. We're getting it started. Right now, we're probably just going to be NFL only, just because, you know, Caleb's out here. He's working 9-to-5s. He's got 3 or 4 jobs. He can't keep up with this shit. So until, you know, we can start getting a consistent NBA guy, right now, we're just going to be the PSO NFL show. But first, before we get into the podcast, let me plug a little bit. Make sure you follow us at PSO Sports 1 on Twitter and Instagram, and Pointless Sports Opinions on everything else. Give us a follow. Check us out. Also, you have any questions or anything you want us to talk about, you know, anything from relationship advice to how to make your wiener bigger, me and Nathan can help you on the show. So, yeah, whatever you guys want to send us it. We will love to read it. But it's now time for PSO, here we go. So, there's some big thing happening Sunday, Nathan. You know what it is?
I think I'm barbecuing. Is that it?
You're barbecuing for Valentine's
That's
Day, right?
Making the wife some dinner.
Yeah, no. Well, also, it's the fucking Super Bowl, bro. And we got two teams in there that, I mean, I'm going to be honest. I wish we had the podcast going throughout this time so I can talk about this wild roller coaster of a playoff.
It's been crazy.
But we got the Bengals. And we got the Rams, and bro, this shit, I mean, it could have been worse. I'm pumped about it, but I'm not as pumped as I would have been for other matchups. I think it's going to be a good game, though.
I'll tell you what, I mean, the Bengals at the beginning of the season had the same odds to make the Super Bowl as the Jets. So,
that's shit.
Pretty exciting.
Is that a real stat?
A real stat.
Look at you. You're going to be bodying me in stats. I'm not ready tonight. I'm just, you know, I just hit play and I'm praying to the gods that I don't say anything stupid.
I'm excited. Damn, I think that's going to be a good one. I think you're going to see a lot of scoring on both sides, but I'm hoping for a close game.
Now, if you're like me and Nathan here and you're a degenerate, I'm sure you guys have bet on the game. So let me read out the lines here. So right now, I'm going off DraftKings, I think. Yeah, DraftKings odds. So the Bengals are +4.5, and the Rams are -4.5. Nathan, what do you think about that right off the bat?
I mean, initially I thought it was a little high.
I think they're more even than, like, this is saying that it's going to be kind of, I mean, it's going to be more than 3. That seems like that's a handy win right there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they're taking into account for home field advantage at all, but, you know, with the Rams being at home, that could mean something.
Does that even matter, though? They don't have any fucking fans.
That's true, but there's something to be said about, you know, the Bengals have a crazy week ahead of them with, you know, media and all that stuff, getting to Los Angeles, sleeping in a hotel room. That's got to mean something, right?
Yeah, you got a point. I mean, the Bengals make me nervous, though, because this is also the team that barely snuck out of fucking Las Vegas. Like, barely snuck out of Las Vegas. And now they're going up against one of the best run defenses and fucking Matthew Stafford and a wide receiver that almost broke Calvin Johnson's fucking single-season records.
Like, and Aaron Donald, who looked possessed last week.
And guess what? Von Miller. He started getting going, too. Von Miller's getting going. You still got Jalen Ramsey, you know? If he's not, like, the main guy out there, he's still at least Jalen fucking Ramsey, you know?
Yeah, I think...
I mean...
If there's somebody that can take on Chase, it's Jalen Ramsey.
So, looking at the odds here, Nate, you're a betting man. Which one do you like more? Do you like the -4.5 or do you like the +4.5 here for the Bengals?
I'm taking the...
I think this one's pretty
nice. I'm taking the Bengals +4.5. I mean, I just think it's going to be a closer game than that, but could be a lot of scoring on both sides.
How much have you wagered on it yet? Have you thrown out the money?
I have on my MVP picks, but not on the game yet.
Nice, nice. See, I agree with you. I think the Bengals +4.5 is a fucking money pick.
I'll tell you what, I like the Rams to win the game, but I think the Bengals are going to be able to keep it close. I just don't think Mixon's going to be able to get it going, and I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on Joe Burrow. So,
but the thing is, if this is a tie game and you're putting the game on the line of Matt Gay instead of Evan McPherson, like, that's where I think the 4.5 for the Rams, that's where it just turns me off, you know?
Yeah, I'm...
Like, I feel like if it's a tie game, they're losing.
That's got to be worth 3 points, right? McPherson over Matt Gay?
Yeah, easily. Like, and it's like, Matt Gay's, I mean, he's good. Yeah. I put him above average, but he's not a guy that I'd want, you know, like, kick a game-winning field goals. But I just think that -4.5 is a little too big for me. All right, so ignoring the odds, who's your actual straight-up pick? Who do you think is going to win just using logic?
I'd take the Rams. I mean, as far as Rams have allowed, I think it's 152 rushing yards in the postseason, 152 or 154 in 3 games.
And that's going up against San Fran, too.
Yeah, I mean, San Fran's had a great rushing offense for years. I don't know that Mixon's going to be able to get it going enough, and I think it's going to have to be a complete game by the Cincinnati. I'm sorry.
Cincinnati.
Yeah, I think it's going to have to be a complete game by them if they're going to win. And if he can get going, I think they've got a good shot. But this Rams D-line's been obviously, like you said, Von Miller seems to be revived, and Aaron Donald is.
And you got Jalen Ramsey blitzing on top of that battle line for Cincy.
Aaron Donald's on a mission to win the Super Bowl.
Like, it's like the Rams are, like, statistically and logically the best choice. But if you're going off pure, like, just balls, like, it's Cincinnati.
It's Cincinnati.
You know,
you
like,
love
they got Burrow. Like, Burrow has not lost a fucking playoff game since high school. Like, he's just going out winning championships.
You got to love the attitude of the Cincinnati team, though. I mean.
True. And, like, think about it. If Cincy wins, how much they can add to this team. This team does not feel completed at all. This isn't like Kansas City when Kansas City won with Mahomes and you're like, oh, well, you know, they can add here. No, Kansas City was already set. Like, Cincinnati still has room to grow. And if they're winning Super Bowls and beating Kansas City, that's fucking scary, dude.
That's scary. And the Bengals know exactly where they have to improve. It's no secret to anybody. But you're right. I mean, there's so much room for improvement on a team that's already in the Super Bowl. You don't see that too often.
That's crazy. All right. Who you got for MVP?
I would take, I mean, I think, you know, statistically speaking, you're probably just going to take whichever quarterback you think is going to win.
Yeah.
I'd take.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, but you could also see maybe like Jamar Chase or Cooper
Aaron
Kupp,
Donald?
Aaron Donald. I think Odell.
The thing is, Donald doesn't get many sacks, though. Like, he's not a big sack guy. He just disrupts a bunch of shit. It'd have to be somebody that racks up a bunch of sacks, like Von.
Leonard Floyd.
You know, maybe Jalen Ramsey.
You know, and another one, I think Odell could be a good pick, too, because I...
Ooh, I like that.
You know, if they put two on Cup all day, and then, you know, Odell's... I could see him going for 140, two touchdowns, maybe. You know, I think that could do it. Just
yeah,
depends on what kind of game we get.
I think, what's the better narrative? Burrow MVP or Stafford MVP?
That's tough.
I think it's got to be Stafford.
I think
dude.
So. I mean,
like Burrow hasn't went through. I mean, he went through the grind of tearing his fucking ACL,
yeah,
but he didn't. I think tearing your ACL is a better fate than playing 12 years for the fucking Detroit Lions. Good Lord, if you told me I had to play 12 years for the Lions or tear my ACLs, chop them off. I'm out.
I'll tell you what,
that organization's horrible.
You said the same thing about Cincinnati 2 years ago, or a year ago, for that matter.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
Yeah, I think just because Stafford has, you know, been around a terrible franchise for, you know, a terribly run franchise for the last 12 years, hasn't had nearly the supporting cast he should have around him. And you love to see a guy late in his career get an opportunity like this.
His wife had, like, some illness, too, didn't she? Did she have cancer or something?
I'm not sure.
That. I might be just pulling that out of my ass. I hope not. Kelly Stafford, I'm not wishing any evil on her. But I think she got over cancer. I'm not sure. Nathan, keep talking. I'm going to fucking look it up.
Yeah, I think Burrow would be a great narrative just because, you know, coming out of college, the number one overall pick I've seen and heard about it this week, you know, the fastest number one overall pick to get to the Super Bowl. And actually, Stafford was the slowest at 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a cool narrative. I like that.
Yeah, that's also considering all the first overall quarterbacks that never made it this far, too, though. There's a lot. Over the years.
There's not many Heisman. Burrow won the Heisman. He threw 60 touchdowns. But there's not been very many Heisman winners that
there's
have won.
There's never been a player that has won the Heisman, the national championship, and a Super Bowl.
Wow.
The first one.
So Burrow might be number one?
Yep.
Wow. Also, Kelly Stafford, she had a brain tumor. So I knew something.
You know, I'm glad you were right about that.
So am I. All right. So I'm other than quarterbacks, who would you put money on for MVP?
You know, like I said, Odell, Cooper Kupp obviously would be a solid choice. They've both been crazy hot in the playoffs. Jamar Chase, and, you know, the Bengals have so many weapons, you wouldn't even be surprised if you saw a guy like Tyler Boyd or T. Higgins get pretty involved, too.
True.
I'll tell you what,
T looks bigger now,
man.
Doesn't he? He looks so much taller than everybody. When
the
fuck did that happen?
I thought he was 6'8".
Yeah, I was like, when the fuck is T. Higgins is 2 inches taller than fucking Mike Evans now?
I'll tell you what.
I was like, when the hell did this happen?
My next pick, and this is a bit of a flyer, but at 130-1 right now, I'm looking at DraftKings. Evan McPherson's pretty tempting.
We're going to start talking about this? This is what you want to waste time talking about? Evan McPherson winning MVP?
Evan McPherson at 130-1, man.
I'll tell you what.
I'll
give you – if Evan McPherson doesn't win MVP, you give me $1. I'll give you $20 if he wins.
I'll take it.
You don't even need to bet. Because guess what? I know I'm going to get a fucking nod. There's no way they're going to give a kicker MVP unless it's like a 12-6 game, which, hey, it might be.
You never know. Hey, nobody ever saw the Rams losing 13-3 in the Super Bowl either.
Yeah, true. That was the Todd Gurley. Yeah, that was a hell of a good offense.
Yeah, yeah.
Sean McVay was pulling all those tricks out. Yeah. See, I'm gonna go back to back people you wouldn't expect from me because I'm obviously Mr. Quarterback. I love offense. I don't really look at defensive side of the ball. That's why I suck at all the fucking draft podcasts and stuff I do. But I'm gonna go with my boy Von. What if Von wins another Super Bowl MVP? That would be freaking awesome. Aaron Donald's gonna be getting doubled, so you're gonna have Von. Von could also go back to taking PEDs just for a game, you know? Just take them one game. What are they going to do? Okay, you get suspended, what, 12 games the next season? Guess what? You're roided out and you're ready to go and you can get 5 sacks out there and win MVP. Also, on the defensive side, you got Cincy. Trey Hendrickson, guy? He's pretty good. I think he's pretty good. So, I wouldn't be surprised, especially if we're talking about defensive games. You can't give a kicker MVP for getting 4. If he goes 4-for-4 field goal, but Von Miller gets 3 sacks, they're going to give it to Von. You know, that's just my feeling on it. But, hey, I like the optimism.
It's you know what? In one world, this game is going to be about a 15-12 game. And Evan McPherson is going to come out on top.
Jeez. Oh. All right. So let's start talking about, like, situations here. So what does this do for Burrow if he wins? Like, where do we start putting Burrow in the conversation for best quarterbacks in the league? Like, does he have a definitive spot or is he still fighting? I honestly am probably going to be thinking about this on the spot because even I didn't even think about this. I just wrote this down. So, I mean, what do you think?
We haven't already put him there.
At the top?
I mean, I'd say right now, especially. I mean, look at the last.
It's his first full season.
You know, doing what he's doing behind the offensive line situation he's got going on is, I mean, how many quarterbacks could do that?
True. But he's got a lot of weapons.
You know, I'll give you that. He's got plenty of weapons with T and Chase, Boyd, Uzama's been getting pretty involved. Yeah.
I like Uzama. I think that kid next year is going to have a big year. I think he's going to catch like 8 TDs because they're going to shut down Chase, start picking at him a little more.
I'd love to see it. I'd love to see it.
But where are you putting him? Like, are you putting him top 3, top 5? Like, who's above Joe Burrow right now if he wins the Super Bowl?
I mean, what do we got? We got Brady's out.
Don't got Brady no more. You got
Rodgers.
You got Rodgers, MVP.
Yeah, Rodgers, oh, MVP. Don't get me started there. You've got Mahomes, Allen. You've got
Mahomes, Allen, yeah. Like, but the thing is, I think if Burrow wins, he wins the Super Bowl, he doesn't even need to light it up. Have a nice Tom Brady 180-yard game or some shit. I don't care. Just a nice comfortable win. I think you have to put him above Allen.
You know that I can't really argue
go Rodgers. I'd probably go Rodgers, Mahomes, and then Burrow.
Yeah.
Like, because what has Josh Allen done?
I agree. He's like, gotten it's an AFC unbelievable. Championship, and that's it.
Yeah. And he's gotten beat by Mahomes twice.
Yeah. Hey, he lost on a coin toss.
Lost in a coin toss this year. This year really set Allen up. Like, he's looking good, but Burrow, if Burrow does it, like, he did it, man. Like, you can't knock him and say, I mean, you just can't put him above Joe Burrow if he just really hasn't accomplished anything.
I'll tell you what, when I was watching that Chiefs-Bills game a few weeks ago, I thought that was going to be Allen's, you know, breakthrough moment.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, it was
looking like it.
It was. He
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Couldn't have played any better.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was, yeah, he was literally both. That was the first time I've ever seen a game where both quarterbacks didn't really fuck up.
I mean,
at all.
They both played the game of their lives.
Like, perfect 10 out of 10. Oh, I love that movie. Great movie. What about Stafford? Stafford wins. Like, what do we look at for Matt Stafford if he was this lovable loser and now he's the Super Bowl champion?
I mean, Stafford's been a good quarterback for a long time. We all knew.
Where do we put him?
We all knew he had the talent.
If Stafford wins. Where? Yeah, like, I don't think I'm – I think Stafford still wins on putting Burrow above him.
I don't know, but why? I mean,
like, think about it. I think I'm putting Josh Allen above him too.
Why though? What has he done to?
I just think
a lot of mistakes, throwing a lot of interceptions, but so is Joe Burrow.
Yeah, and this playoffs, like, I just got a bad taste in my mouth. They blew that lead against the Bucs, you know, but he did have a dime of a fucking throw to Cooper Kupp to set up that the field goal. But I mean. It just makes me nervous. I don't know where I'd put Stafford. I think Stafford's a – Burrow is easy. You put Burrow 3 and you leave him 3. Like, who's going up against him? Kyler or Russ? No.
Lamar?
Like, none of them are compete. Lamar, hell no. You know, Kirk Cousins. Like, come on. Get out of here. Dak? You know.
Derek Carr?
So, Derek Carr? Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Herbert, maybe.
Old Carr.
I mean, Herbert's still got a lot to prove.
What the fuck? What's Herbert?
That's a lot of talent.
Herbert couldn't even make the playoffs. He was going up against the Raiders, and he couldn't make the playoffs.
I'll tell you what.
That's sad.
And I'm a big – I really like Brandon Staley. But let the clock run, man.
Yeah.
That game, I was cringing watching that. Obviously, you can tell I had money on the Chargers. But it was a – a tough one to watch there at the end.
I would have never thought that the team from Cincinnati is set up better than a team from LA. Like, I'm more confident in Burrow winning a Super Bowl than Herbert even making the playoffs. That's sad.
That's true.
Okay. So which quarterback do you think benefits more? Like, which one needs it more? Is it Stafford or is it Burrow? You know, Burrow gets the first Super Bowl out of the way. Stafford finally gets the Peruvial monkey off his back. You know, so who benefits more from this?
Well, I think I'd probably say Stafford. I mean, just because he's got everything else. You know, he's had great seasons throwing the football. He's done that. He just hasn't won. That's all he's been missing.
Yeah.
You know, Burrow, I don't think in his head that he's thinking this is going to be the last time he makes it here. Yeah, he's a confident guy.
Yeah.
He thinks he's going to be back again. So I think I'd have to say Stafford just because and I'm looking at the Rams with Stafford, and I think this is going to be a 2 to 3 year window. You know, just with cap space, you know, no draft picks. You know, they traded
draft
everything
picks are
away.
Catch up to
you. You know, Stafford's aging. You know, I think they're going to have a short window here. So if Stafford doesn't make it this year, this may be his only shot. I think Burrow, you know, he's got a lot of time left.
Yeah, that's a good take on it. I agree with that. I mean, I think it's going to be harder for Stafford, too. Because Burrow doesn't even, like you said, there's no rush for Burrow. Stafford, if you told me in 2 years Stafford has more interceptions than touchdowns, I'm believing.
Yeah.
You know, like you tell me Burrow is, I'm like, whoa, what the fuck happened? You know? So, I kind of want Stafford to get it more, even though I don't really like LA in general, just because of the St. Louis fiasco. But at the same time, like, this is what they do. They put – they can't be hated because they got Stafford.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you know, Goff's on the Rams right now, and I'm definitely rooting against them.
It's like it's like having an ex-girlfriend that cheated on you, and then she gets, like, brain cancer. Like, you can't be like, fuck that right. girl, you know? You can't because she's got brain cancer. Like, why would you say that? Like, oh, she cheated on you. Oh, who cares, dude? She has cancer.
Who cares?
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, we've seen the fiasco of Antonio Brown here in the past couple weeks. He was just on Impulsive the other day with Logan Paul and all them. I don't know if you saw that. But talking about another guy that was kind of put in the same category as Antonio Brown was Odell Beckham. You know, he's considered one of these diva, just like not productive teammates. And now he's really taken off for the Rams. And my goodness, has he become a red zone threat? And honestly, I haven't heard jack shit about Odell Beckham, like anything negative, since he's came to the Rams. What do you think about this whole change of lifestyle that's happened? Do you think that it's always how Odell's been, or do you think it's just something that he's grown into over time?
No, I think Odell, if you take a look at him, he's obviously fitting in well with the Rams. I mean, he's gone off in the playoffs here, but I think over a long period of time, being with the Browns, maybe that might have something to do with it. Yeah. He's not the first guy to want out of Cleveland, so.
When he was on the Browns, he was getting accused of, like, pooping on girls and stuff.
Well, that's true.
Now, yeah. Now people are talking about him winning Super Bowl MVP. If that's not a change of stories, I don't know what is. Like, that's perfect. Those are polar opposite stories. Okay. Odell poops on a girl. Odell wins Super Bowl. Like, those are two opposite scenarios.
I'll tell you what, though. When you get a guy like Odell, what McVay's done is just get him involved. I mean, look, he let him throw the ball.
Yeah.
A guy like Odell.
It's and he has somebody that can actually throw him a ball.
He got mad in Cleveland because Baker wasn't targeting him. I mean, all he wants to do is be involved. Now,
and Baker couldn't throw the football.
Yeah, I mean.
Sorry. There's enough of my Baker slander here.
I don't like it.
But, yeah, I love it, dude. I love it because, you know, I like when divas do this. Like, Antonio Brown did this last year. He did it last year with Tampa. It was like, wow, Odell turned it around. He caught – did he catch two touchdowns in the Super Bowl or just one? I know he caught one.
Just the one.
But I think – yeah. But he – I mean, he did good. And then coming into this season, you know, Godwin got hurt. Antonio Brown started having big weeks. Then all of a sudden we get the bullshit of the vaccine card and everything. It all fell apart for Antonio Brown. But Odell's just turned it all around, man. He's just turned it all around, and now Odell has just separated himself from that class of bullshit. I want to know how long he can keep this up, though. That's the thing, you know. Like, Odell lasted a season, or Odell, Antonio Brown lasted a season.
I can tell you.
Is Odell only going to be a season?
I can tell you.
Before he starts headbutting those kicker nets and stuff?
I can tell you exactly how long this is going to last, and it's as long as Stafford keeps throwing him the ball.
Yeah, you got a good point. That's a good, great way to end it. So we look at the head coaching side of things. You got Zach Taylor. Obviously, this dude's first Super Bowl. If you told me that guy hasn't even been to prom yet, I'd believe you. He looks like a child. And then you got Sean McVay, second Super Bowl. Which coach needs this more? Is it McVay or is it Taylor?
I definitely think it's McVay. I mean, just with the way the Rams have managed this roster in the last few years, you know, there's a lot of people asking questions if this is worth it or sustainable. You know, sustainable is yet to be seen, but if they can win a Super Bowl, it's definitely worth it. You know, trading away all your number one.
See, picks, I'm gonna swerve a little bit for you. Let me ask you something. Sean McVay, say he doesn't win this Super Bowl, and his team goes 3-14 next year. You think Sean McVay still got a job in the league?
Oh, absolutely.
Zach Taylor comes out here, goes to the Super Bowl, and then next year they go 2-15. He's getting canned, bro.
You know,
Zach Taylor needs this Super Bowl because he's going to start getting Doug Peterson shit, where he's getting a head coaching contract even though he doesn't deserve it. That's why Zach Taylor needs this, because right now he's less qualified. He has one or back-to-back bad seasons, he's out. Sean McVay gets fired, he's getting hired again. Zach Taylor, he's probably going to have to be an OC again.
Yeah, Zach Taylor, I mean, his job was, until he turned things around this year, his job was going to be in question.
unless he's like a Ken Whisenhunt, like, unless he can pull some magic and keep getting contracts. I think he needs this just for, like, future jobs.
If Zach Taylor didn't have a winning season this year, he gets fired.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm picking. I'm picking Zach Taylor. Okay. Anything else you got for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, what do you think the coin toss is going to be?
Oh, it's got to be tails, bro. It's got to be tails. Did you know I think it's tails has won the last seven straight Super Bowls or something like that. I might be making that up, but I heard that somewhere.
I'll tell you what. Here's an interesting stat I heard. I think it was in the last seven Super Bowls, the winner of the coin toss loses the game.
Has lost. That was it. That's actually the stat. You're right. Isn't that nuts?
That's nuts.
It's because, what do you think? Like, they choose to defer?
They do.
So they give up points too much?
Defer.
I wonder how many of those teams gave up a first drive touchdown, too. You know? Maybe that got in
there. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and there's something to be said about, you know, whether you should defer. I mean, in a game like this, getting a fast start can make a big difference. I mean, you take the ball, drive down the field, and score a touchdown, and it can go either way. You know, you could go three and out, and you stalls the rest of your game plan.
Welcome to PSO, where we break down the coin toss and how important it is to games. People are probably turning off this podcast so quick. Like, this shit sucks. They're begging for content right now. They're talking about the coin toss for like 10 minutes. Okay.
You know, also the national anthem.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. People are, that's a big one to bet on.
Over-unders?
Over-unders at a minute and 42 seconds.
I think she's going to be nervous. I think she's going to under it.
You know, I heard a rumor.
She's going to sing it quick.
Her rehearsals were clocked at like 76 seconds.
Ooh,
I mean, that's too close. That's a lot of time, man. I mean,
that's
a little over a minute.
And what's the line?
What's that?
It's a minute 40.
Minute 42, is the over under.
Oh, and she was 76. Oh, that's 30 seconds to spare. Yeah. I mean, those people are usually right, too. Like, wasn't that a report last year? Like, the person was going to hit the under, and they did?
They did, actually, yeah.
I could have swore I saw, like, a Barstool post where they were, like, recording her practicing.
They did, yeah. Somebody was outside of Tampa, and they were recording her rehearsals the day before the Super Bowl.
Genius. Fucking genius. All right, give me a final. What do you final score? And no, it's shitty. I hate doing it. Caleb hates when I do it to him. I'm gonna do it to you. Give me a final score, just off the top of your head.
27-24 Rams.
Damn, you took my exact line. I'm gonna go 30-27 then. Rams. But it's gonna be close, and I think it's gonna be good too. I hope that's the line too, because I want to get money in my bets that I placed.
What'd you do?
All right. Oh, shit, I'm going to have to pull it up. But I had a couple bets. I placed a couple bets last week. I don't know how confident I am. You know, I do my usual thing where I bet on both sides hoping, you know, I'll get at least some money out of it. So I got one. I have an 8-game parlay. So, yeah, Bengals, I took the 4.5 spread. Burrow to have over 229.5 passing yards. Stafford to have over 229 passing yards. Burrow to have one passing touchdown, Burrow to have 20-plus completions, Burrow to have 35-plus attempts, 2-plus receptions for Joe Mixon, and then over 19.5 receiving yards for Joe Mixon. That was one of them. You like
I
that
liked
one?
A lot of those, yeah. I think Burrow's going to be forced to throw the ball a lot. I mean, the Rams haven't been allowing anybody to run on him, so that's going to put the ball in Burrow's hands.
Yeah, and if the Rams are down too, like Stafford's going to be slinging it. I think both quarterbacks are easily going over 229.5 yards.
I think easy. So, yeah.
And then the other one, I took an alternate spread here, and it's the Rams plus 5.5.
Rams plus 5.5.
Yeah, over under for total points was 38.5. I took the over.
Okay.
Yeah. Over 229.5 passing yards for Stafford. I took the over. 2 passing touchdowns for Stafford. 40-plus passing attempts. Over 9.5 receiving yards for Joe Mixon. And then 2 Cam Akers receptions on that one. So I did that one on DraftKings, too. What do you think about that one? You're the big bet expert.
I think that's a lot of passes for Stafford, but it's happened already this year. It could definitely happen again.
40? Yeah. If he's trailing, I just need them to lose by 3.
And if it's going to be a close game and the Rams aren't just running out clock, I mean, they're going to be throwing the ball.
Yeah. So, like, all these bets are kind of fucked if we get a blowout.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
So I'm kind of scared. Like, the Rams just blow them out of the water. I don't get no money.
Actually, well, you do win on the – actually, no, it's a parlay. You got the Rams plus 5.5, but it's in a parlay.
Oh, yeah, true.
That one.
Yeah,
I like
okay.
that, though.
Well, maybe I'll get some money.
But either way, you took one with the Bengals, and then you took one with the Rams. So if we get a blowout, hopefully you'll hit one one or the other.
All right. I think we're done with the pot. I think we wrapped it up. I think we're good to go. Nate, final thoughts. This is the first time you've ever been able to do final thoughts. I want to hear it.
I mean, as far as like Super Bowl, I think it's going to be a heck of a game. I'm excited. I think Burrow and Stafford are going to put on a show. I think Aaron Donald, I'm excited to see what he can do. Hopefully he can go out there and get a Super Bowl.
All right. Thanks, Nate.
No problem.
My final thought is this mofo has been begging me to be on this podcast for so long, and he finally got it. He finally got the opportunity to do it, and I can't wait. I'm pumped to be doing podcasts again. I missed all of you. Make sure you guys message us on all our social medias if you want to see us talk about whatever. We're down to do it. But, yeah, it's good talking to you, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me on, man.
No
we'll
problem.
See you again next week.
Are you going to do the spread? Are you going to do the spread the word, or am I going to do the spread
you got
the word?
It.
Okay, you know what you have to say then, right? Or did you ever listen to Point of the Sports Pin?
I did, but I probably cut out before the end.
Okay, well, can you say spread the word, and I'll take it from there.
Spread the word.
Spread it.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.